listening. This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is, what's today? Oh, this will be Thursday, October 5th. Now, I know this sounds probably different because I finally got my my binaural microphones, and I am doing a test recording while I'm cleaning out crap that I've brought home from work and going through my mail. Hopefully you can hear all that. Ooh, I got a TLA, what's this? TLA video catalog. Oh, with all the Dirty Boys and the regular videos. I'll have to look at that. What's this? TLA 15 minutes G-Pass? I'll have to read that. And something from the Wolf Trap Foundation. What is this about? I don't know. Oh, it says Friend of Wolf Trap. I'm not a friend of Wolf Trap. But I might be. I'll save that. And let's see, what is this? Sorry for that loud noise if you're hearing that. I hope you are hearing it, because that means the binaurals are working. And let's see. Trash. Oh, let's see. What does this say? If I retire, this is my retirement. Well, I'll make a little bit of money. Let's see. 53 years, 2 months. No, I'll be 53 years, 2 months old. 2017. I can retire in 2017. I have to put it that way. Anyway, so I am just going through all this crap in this box of room. Don't need that anymore. You know, I should look at... Oh, I've got the TV on. That's why you probably hear the TV. I'm watching the news. I do have a list of things to talk about. But I think I want to go out and have a smoke, a smoky treat, as Mr. Larry H. Vader would say. I bring my list and I can talk about it while I'm having a smoke outside. Oh, I got this other crap to put away first. Let me throw this away. And I'm leaning over to pick up crap I just dropped on the floor. Let's see, I hope that Mark, Remarkably Mark, enjoys this podcast because he's been looking forward to a binaural microphone recording from me. And this, of course, is inspired by John Ong, because John Ong is the one who got me to buy these binaurals. And I actually, John, I don't know if this works for you, but I went to your website and clicked on the exact link on your, in your comments that you left the exact link, and that's what I did. I clicked on that to get these exact binaural microphones. You know what, the only thing is I'm not sure how to put them in my ears properly. I may have them in there wrong, so this recording may not be the best, but we will see when I go to listen to it. What you're hearing is I'm walking around the house because I have all this. I just got home from work and I went and got the binaural microphone set up before I started putting all this crap away, so you could hear different things in the house and what I'm doing. And I went to CVS because they had Coke on sale, so I need to stack up this Coke. I bought 3 12-packs. That'll last me a while. And I have this little basket thing. It's like a old lady shopping cart. That's so I can bring my groceries and packages and stuff upstairs to my condo, because I can't carry it up all those stairs. And the elevator is a pain in the butt if you have a lot of stuff to carry. So I have this one of these little, it's a little collapsible cart thing that I can carry all the stuff in. So now I'm putting it in the closet behind the coats. Oh, that's going to roll out. Wait a minute. Let me turn that around. All right, that's good. Oops, boxes. Close the closet doors. And then other stuff. Get that trash bag away. This is probably not the best recording, but I wanted you to hear all these little things. Plus, I want to hear how it comes out on the binaural microphones. Put this away. And now let's go outside on the balcony and see if you can hear any outside noises while I have a cigarette and talk about these other things on my list. Let's see. Opening the sliding glass door, lighting my cigarette. You'll probably be able to hear all that there. I closed the door. We're outside now. You can probably hear some kids screaming, because I know I can hear them. Oh, take a little rest. It's a little warm today. Probably hear some cars in the background. Hopefully. So, on Monday. What's today? Today is Thursday. You're listening to this on Thursday, hopefully. But on Wednesday, I started in my very first online course. I've never taken an online course before. So I'm taking an online course. And, what was I going to say about it? Oh, you have to do all this registration stuff, and there's all this. It's just like any other craft that you have when you're doing, a regular course. There's all this like introductory crap where the lady said, post a message in the discussion board saying two truths and one lie, and everyone else has to guess which one is the lie. So that's like the whole introduction thing, orientation thing. So, but the course is all about blogging and how you can use blogging in education. And since I already know how to blog, I figured this would be an easy course for me to take. So I decided to take it, and we'll see how it goes. But it goes into from October 4th through November 3rd, I believe it is. So it's like a month long, and it's going to be easy, I hope. I hope you enjoy. Well, speaking of that, I hope you enjoyed that show we had yesterday with the gang. There were some funny moments in that, and that was actually part two you heard yesterday. And now it's just me today, because I'm using the binaural microphones. I keep talking about that, but I think it's cool. I want to hear how it sounds. And excuse me while I'm enjoying my smoky treat. And you know, one other thing. Well, actually, I have several things here on my list, but I have noticed that the numbers for Arch Radio are up. The subscriptions are way up to like 140 listeners. And even though with the subscriptions up to like 140, the downloads of the show are up to like 160 some. So I'm really pleased with that. So that means that there are some new listeners out there. I guess maybe I should introduce myself again for those new listeners. Although, probably they know a little bit about me if they found me. But you know what? I wonder if they have come from the featured podcasts on the iTunes, because for more than a week now, I've been on the featured Society and Culture podcasts. And so maybe we're getting new listeners from that. So the listener numbers are up. And I know that we've got at least one new listener who's being a little bit more vocal than the rest of you. Washington Brian, who happens to be a friend of Dave and VA's, and they have been leaving comments on the website lately. So thank you, Washington Brian. And Washington Brian and both Dave and Dave and VA have been posting suggestive photographs on their website, so you should go to the comment section and click on the link that they have left in the comment section for their websites, and you will see, I think you will see Dave and VA's butt, which is just amazing. It's very muscular. And Washington Brian's underwear picture. He's in underwear. And both of these guys are hot, hot, hot. And I sent them both emails asking if they would pose for me for my nude photography. Hopefully they will. Well, I think there goes a bus. Can you hear that? I wonder. And, of course, there goes a car with some loud music in it. But, hopefully, Washington Brian will pose for me, or Dave and VA. Okay, I'm finished with the smoky treat. Let's take our pad of paper and go back inside. I think I might pause this before I go into my other topics and see what it sounds like. Now I'm in the kitchen. Open the refrigerator. and having a drink of Coke. I purposely slurped that so that you could hear it. Hopefully you did hear it. Okay, I think we will pause just for a moment while I can hear what this sounds like, and we will be back to Archer Radio in just a brief second.
Hey Archer, it's Beth. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your 300th episode. I'm sorry it's a little late, but my schedule has been pretty hectic. And I was just catching up on all your podcasts over the weekend. So now I'm up to date, and I just want to congratulate you. And I look forward to your next 300. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, kids, we are back. And that was a nice voicemail we got from Beth. Beth, thank you for the voicemail. I appreciate it. She sent that last weekend, but I have not played it until today. Now, I'm just doing a little computer work. I don't know if you can hear the click of the mouse or not, but I'm just going to... Where am I doing? Okay, I just want to put that in here. All right, now, I wanted... You know what I want to do? That was my chair you just heard. I'm going to go into the kitchen and get a glass of wine because... It is now, actually, it's about 4 hours later than I recorded that first part. So let's get our wine glass. And I'm currently milking a bottle of Little River Merlot. And listen to this little suction noise in the left side. That is because I use this little suction device to keep the wine fresh while... Because I only drink a bottle a week, so I... keep it on the counter for a week and just drink a little bit each night. So maybe in the right ear you can hear me pouring the wine. I think you probably can. And that's probably enough. And now I put the little stopper thing back in the bottle. And I use this little suction thing. And you can hear this. And what that does is that pulls the air out of the bottle. And the suction is now, it, you know, keeps the wine fresh. So we have our glass of wine now, and we will go back into the computer room and finish recording the show because I do have my list of topics that I was going to discuss, and I wanted to finish this podcast. So as I move the keyboard, sit in my chair, put the glass down. My chair makes all lots of squeaks and noises and stuff. I know what I was going to do. Let me take a drink of wine first. I don't know if you can hear that. I did not slurp it like I slurped my Coke earlier, but I have this program, at least I found this program, and I'm walking back into the living room to get some books, because I found this program called Delicious Library. I have heard of it before, but I have not, I didn't buy it or use it, but I downloaded the demo version, and I started, it's a program that you can catalog all your books, CDs, and DVDs on the computer, and it takes advantage of Amazon technology and the ISBN numbers on books and UPC codes on movies and CDs and stuff. Anyway, it's called Delicious Library, and I've been... slowly importing all of my books and CDs and video or DVDs into this program. And what it does is it uses the EyeSight camera of your computer to scan the barcode on the back of the book. And I'm going to, let's turn up the volume of the computer so you can hear it. I'm sorry. And then I'm going to scan a book or two and see if it can find... the information. What it does is it goes out and searches the internet, and I believe through the Amazon information, and then it brings back like the synopsis of the book, the format, the genre, the release date, the publisher, all this stuff based on the barcode, and then it's got a graphic of the book as well. So what I do is I hold it up to the scanner, and you heard that beep. It means it's
Longing.
Okay, it found the book called Longing. And it actually voices the name of the book, but it doesn't have the picture with it, so I'm not going to keep that one, because I like to have the picture of the book. So let's try another one. This is called The Farewell Symphony by Edmund White. Let's see if it finds this one. Okay, it's looking it up.
The Lord of the Dance, an Essay in Mysticism.
That's not right. The Lord of the Dance? No, that's not right. Let's enter the UPC code. Or the, now see, why would they bring up the wrong book? It figures, as soon as I try to show a demonstration of this program, it doesn't work. So we're going to put the code in. You can put the code in manually. 9780965083959 and see what it brings back.
The Lord of the Dance.
That's wrong.
An Essay in Mysticism.
That's wrong. It's not The Lord of the Dance. That's stupid. Okay, figures. Let me get a different book here. One that I know that it will bring up. See, I figures, as soon as I sit down to, you know, try to demonstrate this program and how cool it is, it doesn't work properly. But you did hear the little beep that it made when it was scanning the barcode using the, let me put these books back on the shelf here, scanning the barcode, you heard the little beep, and then it brought back the title of the one book. Now let me get a book that I know it will have. Let's, well, I have to move some shit around first. I have glasses and stuff on my shelf. Let's try these two and see if this comes back. And actually, I don't know if this one has a barcode. Oh, it does. Let's try this one, too. Okay. And these are books I've already read, so let's see if this works. I know this is extremely boring, but I think this program is cool, and I want to show that it's working. Okay, this book is called Last Summer by Michael Thomas Ford. I've already read it, but let's see if it scans the barcode. Come on. I'm holding the book up to the... Oh, it's not scanning it, damn it. All right, let's do a different one. Figures, god damn it. It was working beautifully yesterday. All right, this is Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim by David Sedaris. Let's see if it finds this one. Okay, it beeped.
Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim.
Excellent, it worked. Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim is now in the Delicious Library. And it brings up the current value, how much you paid for it, synopsis of the book, and a picture of the book so you know exactly what you have in your library. And it puts all the books in order that, you know, that they should be in alphabetical order. You can change a different order. Here's another book. Let's see what this one is. Okay. It's looking. It's looking. It's looking. It's still looking.
Pokemon, my first movie mini DVD.
No, that's not right. This thing, I swear, this is so screwed up. Alright, that one's not working. Let's try this one again. Okay.
Last Summer.
Yes, Last Summer by Michael Thomas Ford. Alright, let's delete the Pokemon book. Alright, so you get the idea. Basically, it uses the eyesight camera in your computer to scan the barcode. It goes out to the Amazon information and finds the book and brings back all this information. And it does that for books, for movies, for music. And I absolutely love this program because yesterday I scanned in all of my CDs. Well, I say all, but I don't really have that many CDs. I only have 62 CDs because, you know, since the iTunes Music Store, well, since it started, I have been purchasing all my music through iTunes. And, of course, I back it up. Now I'm walking back into the living room to put these books back on the shelf because they didn't work. But when I have time, I'm going to scan all of my books, and I probably have... Well, I already have 26 books in the library, but that's just the ones that were in my... Oops, excuse me. All right, I'm putting that stuff back. Okay, put this... And this is... I don't know how this recording is going to be, but that's what you're going to get. So, let's put this over here. Okay. So that's about the program, The Delicious Library, that I really like, and check it out. I went ahead and bought the license, $39, just because I wanted to have... Well, you can do the demo mode, but it only lets you bring in 24 or 25 items in the library. So, all right, I'll quit that. I just got an email. Who's it from? Oh, it's from my boyfriend. I won't read it out loud, but got an email from the boyfriend. All right, so that's A Delicious Library. Now, you might remember 2 months ago, actually it was 2 months ago, that I had this fiasco in my condo where the person's condo above me, their hose to their washing machine burst and flooded like four floors, and I had all this damage, and my carpet was soaking wet and stained and all this stuff now. Well, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to hear. I keep bugging the people, the condo people, to find out what's going on. And I finally heard yesterday that they got the report back from the insurance people and the engineers who were going unit by unit to figure out exactly what damage was done and what needs to be repaired. And they got a check, a one big massive check from the insurance company. So now what they're going to do is they're going to go through the report condo by condo and decide how much damage is, how much money you should get for your damage. And then you can decide as an owner if you want them to do the work or if you want to get your own contractor and they will write a check, or you know, or they'll tell you this is how much you're going to get and you decide what you're going to do with it, so forth. So now I just have to keep waiting. I have to keep being patient and do my best to, not be impatient. Anyway, I'm looking at another email I got. I gotta stop doing that while I'm on the podcast. So, the issue with the carpet has not been solved. My carpet is still ripped up. It's still stained. I am just waiting. And I'm kind of fine with that because, as I told you before, I'm getting my kitchen renovated, and I'd rather just go ahead and leave the old nasty carpet down while they're doing the renovations than when the kitchen's done, put the new carpeting down, or decide I'm going to go with laminate floors. So I haven't made that decision yet. All right, so that's the carpet update is what I'm calling it. The next thing, I was talking to a coworker today, and she and I will talk about anything pretty much. We were talking about how you have dreams about certain things and then they happen. And, well, I was using the example that I was talking with the boyfriend over the weekend because I was having a dream that Saturday night, I guess it was, I kept having a dream that I had to pee, that I had to go to the bathroom. And like I was like in a stall going to the bathroom and stuff, and I thought to myself, I think in the dream I was thinking to myself, I need to wake up and go pee. And sure enough, I woke up and had to go to the bathroom. So I don't know if that's like my subconscious telling me, don't pee the bed, but get your ass up and go to the bathroom. So I'm wondering, are there other people out there who have dreams that they have to go to the bathroom and then they wake up and go to the bathroom? Has that happened to you before? If so, feel free to tell me about that. And the last topic I have is, did anyone see The View today? On The View, okay, today being, what's today? I'm recording this on Tuesday. So it was the day after the school shooting at the Amish school. And on The View, Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck got into a strong debate about gun control. And as you know, Rosie is a big supporter of gun control. She doesn't believe, you know, we should have guns as prevalent as we do in the country and so forth. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck was bringing up the whole, oh, it's in the Constitution, it's one of the freedoms, you have the right to bear arms, and so forth. And she was taking totally the NRA Republican strict side of the whole argument. And it was an interesting debate. I was tempted to play it and see if you could hear it through the thing, but of course I deleted it before, right after I watched it. I was wondering if anybody saw that debate. And I'm starting to wonder if, because you know, I'm watching The View at least the first 10 to 15 minutes of it every day, I'm wondering if they are now trying to set up issues between Rosie, the liberal Democrat, to Elizabeth Hasselbeck, the conservative Republican. I wonder if they're doing that on purpose, because you know they set them next to each other, move Barbara over to the end. I don't know. I'm just curious about that. Okay, time for a drink of wine. Okay, sorry if I slurped that. I didn't mean to. Anyway, so that was the thing about the Rosie, that they had an interesting debate today. And of course, I must have missed when they were talking about the Foley email thing with the pages or the interns or whatever it was. But I did see that Dennis Hastert is trying to save his job when there are not just Democrats, but there are also now Republicans calling for him to resign because he knew about this for so long and did nothing. As the boyfriend stated, it was more important for them to keep something covered up than it was to protect the children. And that is very typical, I think, of Republicans who have a problem. They will cover it up. They will deny it. They will not take responsibility for it. And they will, instead of doing what's right, they will hide it. Anyway, I need to end the show. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this first binaural microphone. I don't know if it's, I guess it's stereo recording of Archer Radio. I'm so pleased with these headphones, or these microphones. They fit in your ears so easily. And I don't know why I didn't get them earlier. So thank you to John Ong for all the inspiration and the link to buy them. And of course, when I heard this boy Elroy Adam do his show with them, I'm even more so convinced that they produce a great show. So I'm going to try on tomorrow's show, on Friday's show, to record like Michael from the QCast Connecticut did just this week. He took his iRiver in his car and recorded on his way to work and talked on the way to work. So I'm going to try to do that for Friday's show. We'll see if it works out or not. Anyway, that's all for today, boys and girls. It was just a me cast today. No, nobody on Skype, but it was the testing out of the binaural microphone. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. And until next time, boys and girls, bye. Archer Radio.